This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots going on in the world, of course. Jeffrey Epstein is now dead. He is no more. So we'll see what the outcome of that is. I suspect they still have a lot of information about Epstein, but who knows? It may get buried with him. What else is going on? I finished talking about Baltimore, gave you some statistics, told you Donald Trump is the best thing that happened to the city of Baltimore, the city of Chicago, the city of Detroit, any city run by Democrats, and particularly black Democrats. Baltimore citizens are thanking Donald Trump for bringing to the attention of the world what a third world armpit crap hole city it is, and the cause of it, the root cause. He's got black people talking about other black people, making them accountable. It's funny, I was thinking about the statement, snitches get stitches. And I said to myself, we're the only race of people who go, you snitch and we're going to kill you. Don't misunderstand me. Criminals say you snitch and I'll kill you. I get that. But I'm talking about just people that aren't even into crime. They go, well, snitches get stitches. You know, I know what I'm doing. So in other words, doing what's right is not going to supersede your snitches get stitches mentality. You know, are you kidding me? I want to live amongst people where snitches are exalted, where snitches are the, where you thank snitches because they solve the crime that you need solved. It's funny that nobody even fights back and says, black people, do you understand that it is a stupid notion that snitches get stitches? Because what you're doing is you're telling somebody by doing the right thing, by reporting on somebody, you are the bad guy. Now, don't misunderstand me. My youngest son would come on me and says, hey, Dad, I saw this kid, you know, and I told the teacher on him for doing so-and-so. And I would say, son, don't be that kid. You know, kids are going to be kids. They're going to do silly things. Unless it's really something that's going to endanger the life of somebody else, leave it alone. It's none of your business. But if it's something that he's cheating on tests and all the other, it's going to impact everybody's grades or whatever, that's different. Snitch away. There's a fine line between snitches get stitches and telling somebody, look, that's not your business. But snitches shouldn't get stitches. And every time you hear it, and you, from a black person, well, you know, man, snitches get stitches. You say, yeah, that's the silliness of black folks. Snitches get stitches. Y'all are the only dumb grace of people that think that way. Everybody else wants to see the crime solved. Oh, I know. Incendiary, Kevin, even racist, right? Baltimore citizens are thanking Donald Trump. They know what's happening in this city, in their city. They know where the fault lies. And Donald Trump is making every city take notice. L.A., Chicago, D.C., San Antonio, Liberty Town, Boston, and Baton Rouge, Tulsa, Austin, Oklahoma City, Seattle, San Francisco, too. When you hear the music, look, I can take any, some people call me a space cowboy, I can take anybody talking about, you know, I'm a joke. What song do they mention cities? Give me a song to mention cities. And I'll tell you, it's a crap hole city run by Democrats. And they dedicate songs to it because they glamorize them. There's nothing glamorous about Memphis. Have you been to Memphis? Go to Memphis and see what the glamour is. Crime-infested cities. Little Rock. These aren't even Memphis and Little Rock, for goodness sake. Go there and see how much gang violence, how much violence, and then go look where it's concentrated. Because let me tell you, go find the black person who's been elected in that district. That's what you can figure out. That's what you'll find. Or the Democrat. It'll be a Democrat or a black person. Show me the highest crime district in any state. I will tell you it is run by a Democrat. End of story. maybe with the exception of Utah. But I'm talking about high crime. The Mormons don't commit too many crimes. Oh, man. Democrats think they can push the blame for their failures of Baltimore and all these other cities on President Trump, and they're going to get a rude awakening in the next presidential election. A rude awakening. Black folks are finally waking up, as they say, got woke. And they're not buying this nonsense anymore, and Democrats are finding it difficult to sell it. And so there's their desperation. Hey, Friday, and there was a hero, and he detained a would-be copycat mass shooter at a Walmart in Missouri, and the media didn't say very much about it. Did you see the story? They ignored an armed citizen. This guy was an off-duty firefighter who happened to have a carry license in Missouri. He sees this guy coming through a Walmart. Walmart put the store on shutdown. They signed the they did an alarm to say, like, oh, our lights are out, our sprinklers are out, or whatever, and they got all the shoppers out. And this one armed firefighter detained this guy until the police got there. Now, Bill de Blasio would have said, wait on the cops. And who knows what would have happened. We will never find out how many people would have died. You ever seen those shows where they give you the two alternate scenarios? Here's scenario one, here's scenario two. Let me give you scenario two. If this guy's not there, multiple people shot, leftists going, look, there's another one. We need red flag legislation. We need blah, blah, blah. These guns are killing people. The kid's got a name like Govetsky or whatever. I don't know what he is. Here's what I can tell you. He's deranged, and he's likely a leftist. And I know that's being redundant, because leftists are deranged. But he may be double deranged. But this potential crime was thwarted. Guy had a gun. So did the firefighter. Stops him. Cops arrive later and take him away. We don't know the details, and we may never know them, because it isn't a story that the left wants to promote, because it didn't fit the narrative. Now, what they were hoping is that firefighter would have let him shoot a bunch of people, because that would have been good for him. And don't make no mistake about it, folks. There are leftists in this country that wish that firefighter didn't have a firearm, so that guy could have shot up the Walmart so they could say, see, I told you so. Well, look at what we get to say. See, I told you so. Because that guy detained him. And guns save lives, period. There's so much to talk about today. I don't even know where to start, seriously. I mean, I'm still talking about stuff from last hour. Anyway, we got a ton, folks, a ton. China update, mental illness, new FBI corruption.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leslie Jones, black comedian, says she has banned Donald Trump from coming to her shows. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Hey, Leslie, just a little bit of a memo for you, but Trump wouldn't go to your show if you gave him a ticket. 844-551-8255. How to reach us by phone, kjradio.com. Leslie Jones of Ghostbusters fame. Yeah, Leslie Jones, the woman who got so beat up on Twitter by leftists that she left Twitter. And now she wants to ban Trump. For what? For his comments about Baltimore? I don't even know. I'll be honest, I don't know why she's banning Trump from her shows. Unless it's the fact that she probably doesn't get, well, I don't say fact, she probably doesn't get enough of an audience. So in order to get somebody to pay attention to her, she has to let Hollywood know, I'm against Trump. Let me tell you folks something. There will come a day when leftists pretend that they voted for Trump and they supported him. There will come a day where they openly say, I was for Donald Trump, and they will be lying through their teeth. Many of them. But there are existing liars on the left in Hollywood and in entertainment. They are the people who will not speak up and say, you know what? I don't believe that lies. I believe Donald Trump is a good guy who wants what's best for this country. Yeah, I listen to these guys. I don't know where Hollywood got so full of itself. Look, I'm a huge Denzel Washington fan. I've met Denzel Washington. It was brief. I'm not going to make it sound like it was a big deal. He was good in St. Louis to see his son play football, who was on the development squad for the Rams. And I just said, hey, Denzel. And that was it. So I can't even tell you. Would he remember? No. You get what I'm saying? But he very well may know me from my work. I was probably doing this, but I wasn't that popular. I don't know. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But here's what I'll tell you. If I were to meet Denzel Washington, I would appreciate his art, but you wouldn't see some swooning little, you know, ingenue going, oh my God, Denzel Washington. I'd have a conversation and say, Denzel, really shocked, man, that you keep working and you say things that are very conservative leaning. That is a tribute to your talent in that town. And I bet you money he and I would have amazingly deep conversations. You know who Denzel reminds me of? My oldest brother. They kind of look alike, too. And so I believe that through this, I'm telling you guys, I'm not trying to be all metaphysical and all that. But we would sit down and have conversations, and Denzel would say, Kev, you know, when you're in L.A., man, let's sit down and have some more conversations. This has been an interesting conversation. He's like my brother. I don't see him very often, but he'll call me out of the blue, and he'll be, hey, what's up, Cat? I go, hey, what's up, Larry? He go, hey, man, what do you think about so-and-so? And we have 30-minute conversations that I wish were on the radio. At one point, I wanted to get him on the show, but, man, we're just so busy, and he travels a lot. He's a busy guy. But he's an amazing cat. He really is. Anyway, all I'm getting at is these Holly weirdos think they're full of themselves. They really, it's like Denzel said, he goes, hey, let's just be honest with what we do. We act. Don't get it twisted. You aren't that big of a deal. That's why I know me and that dude would just really get along. You know, I'm not the guy that wants to come along and even if I'm just telling you, if I was wildly popular, I wouldn't be any different. I would get more people because I wouldn't want to be the guy to tell everybody no, because I'd have to say no a lot more often than I do now. But I'd be the same dude. I'm proud of that fact. But these leftists, they'll lie to you. Bernie Sanders, just thinking about all the promises that these leftists have made. They promised reparations. They promised they're going to take away guns. They promised that they're going to tax the hell out of the rich. They promised that they're going to squeeze the breath out of capitalists and on and on. Bernie Sanders has actually pledged that he will tell the American public about aliens or UFOs if he's elected president. I mean, he's appealing to the Roswell crowd. I mean, have Democrats reached so low into the barrel that that's the demographic they're going after? Listen, I will tell you all about Area 51. I will tell you, you know, we've got aliens and where we got certain technology or whatever else. Hey, Bernie, I'm going to make you a bet. If we could allow you to be president, I'm going to bet my audience money right now that you will keep your big, fat mouth shut. And let me tell you why he'll do it. Because there are laws, even as president, that say certain information can't be divulged until this time. And unless Bernie Sanders is willing to fight to get those laws upended, he's going to keep his big fat mouth shut. There's much as a president that you probably do want to share with the nation. And after you've been briefed, you have to say to yourself, you know what? It's not worth it. I know we want to know. We've paid to know. It's our tax dollars. We are the employers. But we make people our representatives. And they have to weigh things based on the good of the nation. And look, I have amazing consternation over this because I feel like I'm smart enough to handle anything. You tell me, Kevin, there are UFOs. Oh my God, seriously? You know, whether I believed in it before or I didn't, it won't matter. If you say, let me show you the evidence, let me show you how we got titanium or whatever, I'll go, okay, well, you know, cool. I'm not going to freak out. I just say, I get it. I understand why we're studying the cosmos so much now. Maybe it'll teach us why we spend so much money on space stuff, you know, NASA and all this, because a lot of people think of it as a waste of time. Oh, we're going to figure out how to colonize the moon. For what? It's going to go away. It's moving away from Earth. We're going to find out how to colonize Mars. Why? How many people could actually go? Well, does it's not about that. It's about we'll just start a whole new ecosystem and we'll figure it out. Okay, fine. So we're paying for stuff that I'm never going to get to use or see. I understand. But boy, you know, what else are these guys? Here's my question to the Democrats. What else are you going to pledge to do? If you're are you going to pledge to find Sasquatch? If I'm elected president, we will find the Yeti and Sasquatch. And the Loch Ness Monster is going to... just put the word out that the Loch Ness Monster is going to be found. Okay, Bernie. I don't think these are priorities. I'm going to show you that there are UFOs. Okay, great. Now, how many kids is that going to put in school? You know, it's just meaningless. But it shows you the level to which they have to grasp at this point. By the way, Bernie was on Joe Rogan's show. You know who Joe Rogan is. Joe Rogan, a stand-up comic. I don't find him that funny. Used to be on Fear Factor, and now he's a UFC commentator. And Joe, I got to give it to him. The guy is a great commentator on UFC. He's obviously trained in jiu-jitsu. He knows the moves. He really is good at it. In that respect, I'll give the guy props. He's a well-rounded cat in that regard. And here he is. He dabbles in politics. And Joe's a very good questioner. He knows what he's talking about. But he got Bernie to admit that. He'd show us all where the UFOs are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is moving to make it more difficult for some legal immigrants to remain in the United States.
A new federal rule would effectively penalize low-income immigrants who get food stamps, housing vouchers, or other types of federal assistance. Ken Cuccinelli is acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Today, USCIS has issued a rule that encourages and ensures self-reliance and self-sufficiency for those seeking to come to or to stay in the United States. status.
The rule would make it easier for U.S. officials to reject green cards and visa applications. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Jeffrey Epstein's defense lawyers are apparently the ones who requested that Epstein be taken off suicide watch prior to him committing suicide in a jail on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You want to see some scary stuff, boy. So let me give you just some different polling here. Welcome, by the way, to the Kevin Jackson Show. Survey USA. Biden, 33. Sanders, 20. Warren, 19. Harris, 9. Buttigieg, 8. O'Rourke 1, Booker 1, everybody else 0. That's Gabbard, Yang, Klobuchar, Castro, Steyer, Bullock, etc. Here's another poll. By the way, that's got a spread for Biden of plus 13. Iowa Democratic Presidential Caucus. Biden 28, Warren 11, Harris 11, Sanders 9, Buttigieg 9, I'm sorry, 8, Klobuchar 3, Steyer 3, Booker 1, Yang 2, Gillibrand 2, Delaney 1, Castro 0, Gabbard 1. Biden is plus 9 in that poll. So, top 3 changed. It's Biden, Warren, then Harris. In the first poll, it was Biden, Sanders, then Warren. Here's a California Democratic primary. Biden 25, Warren 21, Harris 17, Sanders 18, Buttigieg 6. I'm not going to worry about the others. It's ones and zeros after that. So top three are Biden, Warren, Sanders, but Harris is a close fourth in that one with a 17. Biden's advantage plus 4. North Carolina Democratic primary, Biden 36, Sanders 15, Warren 13, Harris 8, Buttigieg 5. Pretty much everybody else is ones or zeros. Biden a plus 21 in that poll. Finally, and I'm just going to stop here, Pennsylvania, it's a Franklin and Marshall poll. By the way, every one of these polls is different. Biden 28, Warren 21, Sanders 12, Harris 8, Buttigieg 6, Booker 2, and everybody else 1s and 0s. Biden plus 7 in that poll. So in the polls I've read you, Biden is anywhere from plus 4 to plus 21, which is a pretty big spread in and of itself. So the reason why I bring this up is, as you think about President Trump in polling, I want you to understand that there is a differential of plus 17, of 17 points between Biden from one poll to another. Welcome again to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And what's funny about when you go to Real Clear Politics polls, they all say that they could beat Trump. Biden 50-42, Sanders 50-42, Warren 50-44. I'm sorry, 46-44. All of them are from Survey USA. So Biden wins by 8, Sanders wins by 8, Warren wins by 2. They can all beat Trump. How demoralized do you feel? Oh man, I love this. I love this position the Democrats think they're putting us in. They think that we are going to be just, oh my God, he's in another poll. Oh my, John, okay. We don't care. If that makes them feel good that they're sending out polls to the National Organization of Women and 42% of those people want to vote for Trump, okay. If you want to prove to me the number of Democrats that have switched over from due to Brandon Straka's walkaway movement or whatever, man, you're making me feel good. I'm all James Brown up in there. I'm James Brown tingly. I knew that I wouldn't. I do feel good. Wow. They really think we're that stupid. I started looking at what's going on in the Democrat Party. So here's one. The next debate comes up in September. And you have to earn your way. I want to just read something to you to help you understand how bad of a predicament the Democrats are in. Here it is. This is how you qualify. Entrepreneur Andrew Young is the 9th Democrat to qualify for September's next presidential primary debates. Yang crossed the threshold on Thursday after a Monmouth poll in Iowa put him at 2% support. So in other words, in order for you to make the big stage at the debates, you have to get 2% support. Of the 20-something candidates that the Democrats have, there are only 9 of them who've done that. These are big names, people. You got big city mayor de Blasio. He's not on it. Cory Booker's probably on the cut line. Senator Obama mini-me on the cut line. You've got a billionaire, Steyer, not even in the picture. You've got mayors and other congresspeople and what have you, state senators and reps, and over 14 at this point don't even have 2%. But Yang's making it. And Yang's a very wealthy guy. He's a Silicon Valley guy. And he made it. And I'm glad he did, because he's going to be able to put a monkey wrench in some stuff. But let me tell you what this is. This is a penalizing of Tulsi Gabbard, who put Kamala Harris on notice in the last debate. This is the Democrats penalizing. They're starting to put their finger on the scale on behalf of certain people. It isn't going to help them. Whether they end up with 9 or 10 or 12, whatever the number is, it's going to expose what got exposed in debate number 1, debate number 2. Democrats are going to try to give away the farm. That's what they're going to do. To win your vote, they'll give it away. They said Yang had previously hit the donor requirements of 130,000 unique donors from 20 different states. His campaign said he qualified outright based on an earlier poll, but the DNC said it wouldn't count that poll. So the DNC is already pulling some shenanigans. Anyway, that's Yang's story right now. Joe Biden has been up a creek. I don't know if you guys have seen, Joe Biden's been out on the campaign stump going to colleges and universities where he can draw a crowd. And it hasn't gone well for him. So people ask him, a girl asked him in a video, how many genders are there? And he says, there's at least 3. That's what he said. She says, can you name them? And he says to this little co-ed, hey, don't mess with me, young lady. He threatened her. He's like, you know what I do to people, right? You know I do know Barack Obama. She made a video about it. And then he ended up in even bigger trouble when he made this statement. Let me play this for you.
The thing we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it.
All I have to say about that quote from Joe Biden, that statement from Joe Biden, is imagine for just a second if Donald Trump had said that. Joe Biden was speaking to the Asian and Latino coalition pack. And what he said showcased exactly how Joe Biden feels about black kids. Did we talk about this before? Some reason I felt like we did, because it was important enough when it happened at the time. It's been a few days that I thought I covered it. but I cover so much on other people's shows and stuff, I don't remember, but we'll cover it different. It's always different when I think about it because I have different insights. Anyway, racist comment. You heard it. Another thing we should do is challenge these students. It's like, that's like saying you people. We should challenge students in these schools. Let's just say what they are, Joe. Black schools. They have advanced placement programs in these, let me finish it for him, black schools. He says, we have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you can't do it. Poor kids are as bright and as talented as white kids. There it was. Poor kids. You know who he thinks of as poor? I don't need to explain that to you guys. Joe Biden knows black kids are the poor kids. He's talking about black schools and black neighborhoods, as Joe would say, pardon me, on the black side of my town. So Biden's talking about young minority boys and girls, and he's, now he thinks he's giving an uplifting speech. They're just as smart as those white kids. You know, them little colored kids. Hey, Joe. Tell me what I already know. Here's what's interesting about that statement at a deeper level. Joe Biden is saying it's not about money. It's not about how much money you put into the kids, how much money they're raised with. It's not about how much money you put into the schools. He's really saying if you give these kids a chance, they'll do it. They'll take advantage of it. They know how to do it. That's what Joe's really saying. And he's technically right. The problem is, as what's typical with Joe Biden, he showcases this inner thing that makes you understand that he's looking at things racially all the time. Yeah. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. I want you to think about what the media, how many media cycles would we be spending on this statement if Donald Trump had made it? You think about that during the break, because we got more to talk about on this subject.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Normally I wouldn't play a clip twice because there's no need to. Joe Biden's gaffe, his racist gaffe, something that Donald Trump couldn't say and get away with. We'd be talking about it for the next week. The racist quote of Donald Trump, had he said what Joe Biden said. But this is short enough and sweet enough, and it deserves more discussion, and I'll explain. You'll get the reason why. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to give you what you came for here today. I'm going to give you your money's worth. Just be sure to tell other people about the show. So here's Joe Biden and his very racist gaffe, that actually has a modicum of truth, but it also showcases just how stupid Joe Biden is. And this is who the Democrats want to win the next election, who they want to win their primary, supposedly, and who they want to win the nomination and beat Trump. Which tells, I'm telling you right now, because of this type of a gaffe, this is why Democrats really don't want Biden. But here's the clip.
I think we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it.
So there you have it. Now, what Joe Biden did, as I said, he's trying to be magnanimous to black folks, saying, look, these poor kids, they can do just as well as these white kids. Because he's telling you what he thinks about black kids. They're poor. They need his help. But at the same time, they do just as well as these white kids. They don't need what he's telling you without saying it, and he would never admit this. They don't need the money. What they need is they need parents. They need good, solid upbringings. They need good quality lifestyles that lend themselves to, you know, people doing good things. That's what he's really saying. But he screwed up and he made it racist. And then he realized his gaffe and he attempts to cover it up, adding wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I mean it. But think about how we think about it. It's funny how Joe thinks that everybody thinks about things the way he thinks about it. See, that's a problem in and of itself. One of the things that was marked the level of maturity in my life, and I remember it happening at least two different times distinctly, was when I realized that everybody didn't think like me and everybody didn't see things the way I did. And I remember the revelation going, wow. You know, because when you're a kid and you just grow up and you and there's not somebody around to check you. My grandparents were too busy. We're not checking you, boy. We done raised some kids. We don't need to be checking you. But my parents would have checked me. Had I lived with my mom and my stepfather, Tommy, they would have checked me. My grandparents were tired. They were like, man, if you want to say something and you think you know it all, little boy, just go for it, right? But Tommy, who was one of the men in my life that my mother married, she died, and then we moved out of his house and back with my grandparents, but I stayed in touch with him my whole life. And Tommy would question you, well, you think that's a smart move, Kev? You know, I wasn't used to being asked questions and checked. But anyway, that's a level of maturity. But Joe Biden, it lives in a place where you don't ask questions. And he's gotten away with it. Why? Because he's powerful. That's why he's creepy. Why do you think he can creep up on women, give them back rubs, and ask them, do you feel something? And sniff their hair. How do you think you get away with that? From power. Nobody questioned Biden. He's an idiot. Every now and then the media went, Joe, did you really write that? I will admit I plagiarized that speech. Joe Biden skipped through life, and the only thing that he didn't learn how to do enough early on was how to cheat the system. And now he knows. He watched Hillary, he watched Barack, his buddy, and now Joe wants his piece of flesh, his pound of flesh, and he thinks he can do it. And the left, they're convincing him that he can. Joe, look at these poll numbers compared to Donald Trump. You're the man. You can do it. You can do it. And I'm giving them plenty of advice, plenty of reasons on this show that they need to reconsider that. How do we think about it, Creepy Joe? Joe was speaking to Asians and Latinos at the Asian and Latino PAC, and that's why he made that statement. He was placating the Asian and Latino community by implying that he believes that despite what society may think, he believes they are just as smart as those white kids. Hey, you, poor people, you're just as smart as these white kids, these rich kids with all the advantages. Yeah, how to win friends and influence voters, huh, Joe? You need to read Dale Carnegie, my friend. I love when leftists showcase that invisible racism they claim everybody has, right? Funny how it almost always turns out that they are the racist. Now, I know people are listening to this program, and they're saying, Kevin Jackson, Biden does not seem racist to me. That comment does not seem racist. Yeah. And understand the left would not give Trump or you a break if you said it. But the real issue is not so much what Biden said. It could be how he said it, right? So let me give it a shot. If you'd asked me that question, or if I'd been making that comment, here's what I might have said. Something along these lines. Look, no race, No culture, no class of people has a monopoly on talent. Luckily for America, our talent comes from all walks of life. It comes from all of the people that make up this country. The reason why America is the greatest country in the world is because we have allowed all types of geniuses to walk among us. We've encouraged that genius, no matter what their race is, no matter what their ethnicity, what their creed, their religion, their gender, their sexuality, we've encouraged it. Sure, one can have advantages like looks. You can have an advantage in your finances. And there are many things you can have an advantage in, but the real advantage comes from your heart. The amount of heart you're willing to put into an endeavor. And that is the thing that is immeasurable in America. When you come here and you take advantage of an American citizenship, you have the biggest heart in the world. It's also the strongest. Now, whether you use it or not is up to you. If you want to be a couch potato and you squander that heart, it's okay. America's got a place for you. If you want to take that heart to the fullest, you want to expand those lungs, put energy and animo into those muscles, then you can become bigger than life. And you can become anything in between. It's not about money, folks. It's not about the color of one's skin. Now, that's along the lines of what I would have said to if I were Joe Biden. But Biden can't deliver that speech because Biden sees blacks as inherently poor, as inherently with less advantage, thus his need to help, right? Thus the government's need to help. Thus the hand up, the hand out, not the hand up. And Biden's not alone. I know people that want to give this man a pass. Kevin, it wasn't that bad of a statement. You're right. In the real world of things, I wouldn't even care. I would say, so what? Biden thinks all black people are poor. That just shows you how big of an idiot he is. What? There are no rich black people? I mean, how many rich black people can you name if I put a gun to you? Could you give me 10 pretty quick? I think you could, because you know what you'd do? You'd think about all the black actors. You'd go, well, there's Denzel, there's Morgan Freeman, there's that Viola Davis chick. There's, Jamie Foxx. So you could go do that. Then you go to the entertainers and you go, oh, there's Beyonce and Jay-Z and the, you know, whatever. I don't know how many you know. There's Eminem. He's black, don't admit it. And you'd name those. And then you'd name Dr. Ben Carson. You'd name, you know, former owner of BET. And there's a bunch of others. Hip-hop moguls, the Russell Simmons and those guys, man, worth hundreds of millions of dollars. They get this some of them get it per film. Some of them know they're going to make it in a concert. Whatever. They're super rich. Stevie Wonder. You know, James Brown's estate. All these people are filthy rich, making money on top of money. We don't need help. But Joe Biden sees us as poor. Yeah. So I just said, that's what I would have said. I would have come out with a different statement. I don't know, you know, I don't think Biden can think that quickly on his feet. I told you guys, Biden's been on the campaign trail, and it's a disaster. People get around and start throwing questions at him, and he wants to answer, and he wants to feel like a big shot, and he's a cantankerous old fart. Because unless you agree with him, he's like John McCain with a little better... personal, you know, like a public persona, but he's a cantankerous old fart. He doesn't like having to go do all this stuff. He wants his just to be his coronation into the presidency. It's not going to happen that way. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.